day, man. Hey, listen. I woke up with my head hurting slightly, thinking this my wifey beside me. That's when I got the shock of my life, cause it was some different girl entirely. Man, I don't remember shit about last night or ending in bed with a chick. That's when the door flew off the hinge with three boys, 1 point saying,
"Oi, that's him!"
Jump off the bed, onto the ground, no time for waiting, I'm taking him down. Hit the first boy, his head goes back, which hits the boy's nose behind him like
crap.
Jumped up, saw there was one more guy, he got one big kick with the sun not shined, then he dropped on the floor and I jumped out the door, picking up the crepes I left in the corridor. Then I'm out, ducking out in the street with the crepes in my hand and the socks on my feet. T-shirt on but no trousers though, I left him back there, it's fucked up, I know, but I got pocket up. Boxes on, I'm looking lost like,
what the fuck's going on?
My legs are burning, I gotta stop. So I turn right and box in the corner shop. And then I try my best to just relax and catch my breath, ready to make me straight back to the ends. And the shopkeeper says,
"Excuse me, my friend, you're that boy that come yesterday with your friend all over the place. You was a mess, a total disgrace."
"Oh yes, I remember your face."
I said, "Boy, didn't mean to offend and shit. The truth is, I don't even remember it." And then I thought, yeah, that's it. Yo, boss, about these friends I was with, how many were there and what did they look like?
One was black and one was white, the other one was light skin with general.
Must have been Michael, Marcus, and Pedro. I said, "Thanks," then I turned to go and then he said,
"You're wearing no trousers, you know."
I said, "Long story," he was like, "Well, ducked down to hand me a bag full of clothes." I peeked in the bag and picked up the jeans and checked to make sure that they're fresh to the seams. Said, "Thanks again," closed the door, and he turned around and right there stood my wife. Then she starts all shouting loud, swinging her arms all wild and wilding out. I'm like, "Baby, what's all the hype about?" She's like, "Don't try and hide it, I found it out."
"Found out what?"
"Found out I've been left betrayed by yourself, flexing out with a skit in the beat. I missed you and loved you, kissed you and hugged you just for this bullshit. Fuck this and fuck
you."
"No, it's not even like that, it's all lies. My friend's brother saw you with his own eyes. He went out with you and Michael and Marcus, said that you left with some chicky bastard. Then he said, I could find your hair, you know what? Fuck it, I don't even care." I tried to explain, but she gave me air, jumped in the whip, then drove the fuck out of there. Now I'm angry as shit with that, but got focused and put on my thinking cap. I never cheat on my chick with a link and that. I've been set the fuck up, and that's a fact. So I went to the phone box and phoned up Marcus. I need to know how all this shit started. He picked up and I said his post. He replied, "Good to see, I never died as a joke." I then said, "What makes you say that?" Then he said,
"It was all messed up in that. Pedro had to take you home, remember?"
"No."
"Oh man, you sure was bent, bro. Mike got sick and had to leave too when it came at the chick that I drove us."
Woo! I said, "I can't remember the night and imagine that happened with the boys and my wife. Honestly, I was shocked to see that when I told him, he sounded as shocked as me and said,
Pose, how you always end up in hype? Let me explain how it went down last night. First, he went to the corner shop, paid the guy one time for the drinks and bought to the rave. We got down and danced a bit. You was conked, but Pedro before more drinks. I didn't want one, I'm on my limit, but you and Michael drink like fishes in it. You downed them just like a drain in the sink for some reason. Pedro didn't touch his. Instead, he went over and talked to a chick. He pointed at you a couple times and shit. And then he went outside, then he came back in and spoke to some next boys that he knows and things. Then he came back and you and Mike was over. Me, I had this chick touching up on my shoulder, so Pedro took you home while I stayed. And the chick he was talking to left on the way.
I didn't clock what my wifey was saying about some boy's sister telling her I was playing, so it hit me. Pedro fucked me up. Just then the door opened and I got jumped. I thought, what the fuck, and quickly turned around to see them same boys that I left in the house. I tried to get up, but they punched me down and said,
"You ain't going nowhere, we got you now. This is payback for slashing our toes off, man."
Then he pulled out a gat and said goodnight. I said, "Wait, I didn't do that, aight?" Then another guy said,
"Nah, it could be right. I saw him getting carried out and shit. He was sick, so I don't think it could be him." And the same dude that told us he fucked up the ride was the same dude that carried him outside. The boy with the gun put down his hand and said,
"Shh, you must have an angel, fam."
Then he said,
"Let's go. Oh, one more thing."
Sang round and I got gun butt with a ting.
That's for the cheap shot, now we're even.
He laughed for a bit, then he started leaving. My nose was bleeding, I got back up and said, "Yeah, alright then, Pedro, you fuck." Then I ducked out to Pedro's house thinking, why would the fuck would he snake me out? And I got to the door, then I knocked on the door, then he opened the locked door, shot what he saw like. I didn't speak, just dragged him out, and then he said, "Get the fuck off me now. You better explain before I knock you out. I got revenge, you should know by now. It's been 3 months, you don't even mention it. You just act like you don't remember it. You know, fuck the rhyming, fuck the rhyming. Pedro, man, what the fuck are you talking about,
what
man?
I'm not shit to you, man.
Is that right?
Just fucking explain yourself.
You want to explain my fucking self?
Yeah.
You think I fucking need to explain anything to you, fucking random impulse, eh?
What?
Fuck off, yeah? You fucking can't.
Man,
I'm gonna fucking explain to you anyway, yeah?
Fucking damn right.
You wanna know why I drugged your drink?
Yeah.
And why I fucking told that chick to bring you fucking to her ass, yeah?
Yeah,
I do. And why I got my little fucking sister to phone your wife and tell you was fucking cheating, yeah?
Fucking yeah!
And why I slashed that guy's tire and said it was fucking you.
Yeah,
that's what
blood.
You wanna fucking know, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanna fucking know.
Yeah.
Bet you fucking wanna know,
yeah,
don't
I do wanna fucking know, Pedro.
Wanna fucking know? Yeah. I'll fucking tell ya.
Fucking tell me then.
It's been 3 fucking months and you still owe me that fucking £10 impulse.
What?
Now I'm fucking sick and tired. I'm a fucking peaceful guy. But fucking 3 months.
Wait.
You don't even fucking mention it to me. You don't say fucking Pedro, I'm sorry. £10. £10. £2 fucking fivers.
£2 fucking fivers impulse.
Fucking £5 £2 coins impulse. Fucking hell.